my next guest, Petra Van Noyes. Petra, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Petra and I, too, have been emailing back and forth all day saying we hate weathermen. They're stupid. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. Let's wait. Maybe it'll be sunny at 9 o'clock at night. How was your gig? Where did you play today?
I was playing with Dennis Luxon, the pianist who we will hear tonight, I'm sure, on your show.
Yes.
With
oh,
the
yes,
CD
you will.
That I sent you. I was playing with Dennis at a restaurant that we play at on Sundays called Mancini's. It's a nice family-style Italian restaurant in Oak Park.
You have been.
So would you believe I just got home, right, walked in the door, and you called. So
how's the traveling? Bad?
It would be better if one of my windshield wipers wasn't broken.
It'd be better if it wasn't raining, sleeting, and snowing.
Exactly.
Well, when you go home to your longtime companion, Andy Brown. I wrote about you guys, it must have been 5 years ago. I was so taken with you that you and Andy kind of fell in love at first sight in high school, and then made your way in the musical world. How is it, Petra, that you got hooked up? I feel bad because I've only heard Dennis Luxon on this new CD because we're night people. And he's a great piano player, I gotta tell you. And I'm so sorry. I don't think I've ever seen him. How did you two connect?
Well, when I moved here, I just heard legends about him. He's kind of, well, he's such a humble man. That's probably why you haven't heard about him.
Yeah, not very, the classic self-promoter, right?
Yes, very unassuming. He's mostly a sideman, I think because of that reason, although he's an excellent leader when he needs to be, and he writes amazing tunes as well. He's a great composer. But he and I met just on a gig. And I was really excited because I had heard about him, and somebody asked me to sub, and he was the pianist, and I was just excited because I knew he was amazing. He has played with everybody. He lived in Europe for a while and actually played with Chet Baker.
I know on his website there's a sort of almost haunting picture of Dennis with Chet Baker. How do you think, and ask him if to make up an answer for him, but I'm very curious how, and he may have talked about it with you, how that experience, he's a kid from born and raised in Springfield, went to the U of I, and then spent a considerable amount of time playing internationally. How do you think that affects his playing? Obviously for the best, but in what kind of ways, Petra?
Well, I think, I don't know what he would say. I am speaking for him. Well, probably just playing with any legendary people really affects your playing. And I think he was pretty young when he did that stint. So he not only played with Chet, but he recorded with him. He was on a lot of television programs. And I mean, I think that's just exposure to the real deal, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, there's no better education than that, probably. But the European thing, I don't know. Andy and I just went to Europe 2 weeks ago, and we had some observations about the audiences. Like, they're very respectful, more so than here. I mean, some of it is almost like they respond like it's a classical concert almost.
Yeah, interesting.
They're very quiet. Yeah, no one pulls out a smartphone. Everyone is dead quiet. So I'm assuming that, especially when Dennis was there, which was, you know, years ago,
must have been more so.
Church-like. Yeah, church-like.
What did you and Andy think of that? Was it jarring for you, or did you think, wow, I wish all crowds were like this? There's got to be a middle ground, I think, don't you?
I do agree. I think it was both. I mean, there are elements of that that are really beautiful, but then in another way, I think, you know, we're American at heart, so we kind of like a little bit of grittiness and people talking and a little bit of, you know, just that whole American vibe. We're just used to it.
Well, like, you know, talk to Judy Roberts about playing in the lobby of the Intercontinental Hotel. She'll give you an earful when she used to do that years ago. Now, how did this, playing with Dennis Luxon is one thing. And, you know, obviously musicians share their feelings and their emotions and their likes and their dislikes. How does that first meeting grow into this, what I think is a remarkable CD, because we're night people? How does it grow? The seed is meeting, and then it progresses, obviously, from there, yes?
I agree with you. I mean, I feel like everyone that I've really had a connection with, both musically and personally, and you probably know this from just life, is that when you usually kind of have an immediate connection with someone, kind of a blink reaction to them, that you just dig them from the start. And I just, of course, respected Dennis from the start. And also, just the thing that struck me about his playing was just his sensitivity. And I feel like for me, I'm not really a big singer, a loud singer. I'm not a showy singer, and right. I feel like Dennis and I complement each other because he also has those qualities of kind of more of like a tenderness and like a quiet, mellow, kind of vibe. So right away, I just felt like we were birds of a feather. And luckily, though, at first we didn't play together so much, but then in the past maybe 4 5 years, I feel like we've been playing together quite a lot, like at least once a week, which is nice.
And then I'm talking to Petra Van Noyes, whose website is Petra, P-E-T-R-A, sings.com. And she and Dennis Luxion just have their new, and they play. You guys are really both, you more so than, and your husband Andy Brown, more so than even Dennis. You guys really work. I mean, you are all over the place, aren't you, Petra?
Well, I mean, given the pay scale, I mean, I hate to be grim, but you kind of have to work. But also, as musicians, we all like to work. I don't know. We just don't know how to say no, number one. And number two, I mean, well, also, Dennis, I mean, he works as much as or more than us. I mean, all of us are kind of the same. We're all a little bit crazy. And I know you know Eric Schneider.
Yeah, very
the wonderful
well.
Reed man. But he always says something funny to me, because I think of him as the person that works the most. He's always going from one thing to another, and he's always running out of a gig to go somewhere else. And he always says, helps to be crazy.
Well, you could throw Phil Grateau into that gang too, I think.
The great
drummer. There are a number of people you could throw into that whole thing. So tell me, I'm very curious. So you play with him and meet him about 5 years ago, and you're talking. When does the conversation turn to? Because making a CD these days is, I think, in the strange way of modern day recording, a big, big creative leap. Who broaches that idea? Did you say, you know, we should make a CD together?
Well, this was a very fortunate situation for me, because Dennis actually broached the idea, and that to me was a real honor. Even if the CD had never been made, just the fact that he asked me to make it was a very big compliment. I felt excited, because honestly, I heard you speaking before, right before I came on the air, about CDs
and streaming.
As you said, it's not really the wisest choice at this point. You don't even in some ways know exactly why you're doing it, but you just do it nonetheless.
Sure.
But I feel like it's a good thing to do, even if you don't know exactly why you're doing it, because you do kind of document a process, and it does force you to focus in on something. And when Dennis asked me, I'd already been making a couple of CDs, so I was kind of, after the last CD I did, actually one with Andy Brown, my husband, on guitar, I was like, that's the last CD for a long time. And then Dennis mentioned this. So, of course, like I had said earlier, you as musicians, we only say yes.
Because you're all crazy. I also think, and I was railing about it, but the fact that in creating a CD at a time, you are capturing, I think, that time. You're capturing the performer's sensibilities about the various tunes that they select and the order in which they select them. You are catching your voice and his playing at a specific time. That is an amazing document to have. Not I'm saying then, you know, in 40 years you're going to look back and go, wow, this isn't how I sang then. But it's it's a marking of time, of creative time in some fashion, don't you think? Or am I romanticizing the whole making of a CD?
No, I completely agree. Oh, I completely agree. And even I was driving home through the blizzard and listening to your first guest, and then that writing a book. I mean, I'm sure it's all the same. It captures where you are mentally, spiritually, you know, physically at that time.
Yeah, and emotionally. Well, and also, and emotionally too, I think.
And emotionally, yeah. And with this CD, what was especially interesting was that Dennis had the brilliant idea to do it live, which is a risk, but also I think that really captures what you're really doing in a way that a studio doesn't.
And you did it at Piano Forte, which is a place I was talking about with Bob Mamet before.
Yes.
In the previous segment, which is, I think, a very, very, very special kind of room. I'm going to spend much of this second half hour after the news allowing you to select some songs to be heard. You can. Are you and Dennis performing together anytime soon?
You know, we perform together quite a lot, but nothing is no big, you know, concert or anything. It's mostly just background here and there at different restaurants and libraries and parties and all of that stuff. But I do, you mentioned my website and everything I have is on there.
So yeah, it is.
I wish I had some highlighted performance to give you right now.
No, don't be silly. You can go. You were this Sunday at Mancini's Pizza Pasta Cafe in Oak Park.
Yes.
You're going to be there next Sunday.
We're there most Sundays.
And with the Drunken Bean, you're going to be at the Drunken Bean on December 7th with Andy. Andy plays guitar and also sings, and Andy is you're an attractive couple. I remember when you said when you guys both said that you fell in love with each other, it really was love at first sight in high school. It's one of the most charming stories I've heard, because I've always maintained that no writer should be together and no jazz musician should be together. But I've been proven wrong by Judy and Greg, and there are a million people I've been proven wrong by, and you and Andy are among those. We're going to take a little commercial break. We'll come back, and Petra Van Noyes will indulge me for another half hour. You'll hear some music from her latest CD with Dennis Luxion, who I have to meet one of these days. It is titled Because We're Night People. Go to PetraSings.com for a bunch of information, and stay tuned.
Midnight. You have elated. It's midnight. Come on and train.
That is just a small sample of the musical genius that is Petra Van Noyes and Dennis Luxion on their new CD, their first CD together, Because We're Night People. I forgot to tell you before I start talking to Petra again that, hey, Bears fans, enter your chance to win two spots on the all-inclusive Bears fan trip to Cancun at chicagotribune.com/monster giveaway, courtesy of the Chicago Tribune. Doesn't Cancun, I don't like Cancun, but I do like Mexico. Doesn't Mexico sound like a nice place to be right now, Petra Van Noyes?
Yes, it does.
How do you?
Like a good.
Yeah, let me ask you the meaning of. I'm sort of captivated by the title of your CD, Because We're Night People, because there night means different things to different people. There are some people for whom night is the kind of 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. Where for others, it's an exuberant kind of time. I think this CD captures both of those. Do you? And did you? I mean, obviously you gave some thought to, hey, Dennis, what are we going to call our CD? but could I explore the philosophy behind it? I'm very intrigued by it.
It's all night songs, and it's, you know, I agree. Some people think of night starting at, you know, 5 p.m., 9 p.m. is their night. We're talking about late night because we're late night people as musicians.
And, right.
And you're an after hours guy. This should be the theme CD for your show.
It should. No, you're absolutely right. No, we can pay no money, but yeah, man, who knows what that'll get
you.
Okay. When you decided, when you go about, you know, you don't just, I can't imagine you say, hey, I've got the perfect 13 songs for this. How do you compile this? I mean, you talk about songs with one another and things that you, obviously you have to like these songs, but are they things that play to certain strengths of both of you as musicians?
Yes, and I do kind of think thematically. I work at a lot of libraries, believe it or not. I play at about 40 area libraries regularly, and they all enjoy themes. I don't know if it's just the whole literary thing or something. You know, they all want to kind of tie something in with the theme. So I've thought of many themes just from my vast list of tunes, things that work in different themes. And when Dennis mentioned doing a CD, and because of the sensitive qualities that I mentioned in the earlier segment about his playing, and because we both kind of like the moody songs and the dreamy songs and the ballads, and because he plays so pretty, I just kind of thought that the night theme would be perfect, and I've always kind of had in my mind to do that. And then we had this song called Night People. This is a song that was written by the great songwriting team of Fran Landisman and Tommy Wolf. And those are the people that wrote Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most and The Ballad of Sad Young Men. And they also wrote this song called Night People, which was used in their Broadway show Night People, which was a short run of a Broadway show in the, I believe, maybe the mid-50s, maybe early 60s. But it's kind of a hipster show in a way, like a Beat Generation type show about kind of just counterculture people, and this song Night People just really jumped out to me. I always loved the song, and in fact I know you're great friends with Judy Roberts.
Oh yeah, I love
years ago, yeah, years ago she had told me you should sing this song Night People, and I already love the song. And then when Dennis said let's make a CD and I was thinking about this night theme, I just, of course, that song jumped into my mind. And I actually knew a lot of these songs already, but I learned a few specifically for this CD because there were songs I had already wanted to learn anyway, and then this was the perfect excuse.
What is one of those songs? Because after, I'm going to let you go soon and just play a couple tunes. I'm going to certainly play Night People because I want to hear that. And what's another one? What's one that was kind of a revelation for you?
The song I like the most on the CD is song number 3, which you'll see in front of you probably if you have the CD.
It's called The Piano
Player. Yeah, also known as 1001 Saloons.
The life story of Rick Hogan.
Exactly. This is a story song, and I know you like stories.
I do, very much.
Yeah, so this is a song. Yeah, oh, go ahead.
No, I just want to ask how Andy is. Good.
Oh, Andy is good. He's doing very well.
I think it's probably time to catch up with the two of you in print, because as much as I like doing radio, that's what I really do. And I was looking back at this story. I mean, this story is from 2014, and 4 years in the life of a jazz couple is like 20 years in the life of a normal couple, I would have to think. I'm intrigued by the fact that you're doing a lot of libraries now too. Really, I think
it's a new hustle, I think,
so to speak. Petra, it is. I'm going to play music for you. Go to sleep. Go to PetraSings.com to find out where she's playing, and stay tuned because you will hear her sing after a few commercials. And you will get a sense of how really, really beautiful. Please tell Dennis, who I may have encountered in one of my 1001 saloons, but I don't think we formally met, and tell him I'm an incredible admirer. The CD is called Because We're Night People, Petra Van Noy's Night Night.
Night. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, honey, say hi to Andy. Thanks. All say right. hi to Andy.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Happy holidays.
Yes, indeed. Thanks. So to speak. Welcome back. If you're in a car, be very, very careful. If you're at home, pull up the covers. I let Petra Van Noyes go to sleep, but you can listen to her music. You can. She has a number of CDs, some with her husband, Andy Brown. But we were talking specifically tonight about Because We're Night People with Dennis Lukshin on piano. Here's one she was talking about that she seemed very, very fond of. It is called The Piano Player, 1001 Saloons.
There are nights when I have a little glow. The customer's generous and taking it slow. When the music sounds good, even to me, then somewhere in the room a certain face I see, and sing it just for him. But the face is gone by the second set, and the drunks begin to cry. Then I think about looking up what's his name. Either that or die. I've paid my dues, learn to sing the blues in 1001 saloons. The owners are tough and the customers rough in 1001 saloons. The living is hard and the men are the same, while clouds of smoke filter into your brain. Play Frisco and baby till they drive you insane. In 1001 saloons. Ipanema till it drives you insane in 1001.
I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. I think Petra Van Noyes is a great singer. You have a a full studio here, ladies and gentlemen. That was taped live at Piano Forte. I'm going to select another one. Okay, it's about 10. We got about 8 minutes left. Let's do Aubrey Mumpower, Genius Engineer. Cut 10, The Night We Called It a Day.
Thank you.
at all in the sky. Sad though his song, no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say. The night we called it a day.
That's quite a song. It's quite a voice. The reason you're hearing clapping is because Petra Van Noyes and Dennis Luxon, Petra on vocals, Dennis on keyboard, recorded that at Pianoforte on South Michigan Avenue, which is an amazing place. They do mostly classical stuff there. But as you heard Bob Mamet talking from 9:40 to 10:20 about his career as a jazz performer in Chicago, he has played there too. I want to thank Ron Balson for being on. You can get his books by going to his website, ronaldbalson.com. You can check out Bob Mamet at Bob Mamet. B-O-B-M-A-M-E-T. Yes, he is the stepbrother of David Mamet, the world's famous playwright. And you can go to Petra, P-E-T-R-A, sings.com to get a copy of CD. You just heard some music from. It's really, I think, really, really lovely. Dennis Luxon, a pianist I do not know, but who is revered on the local scene. It is their first collaborative effort, and it is really a stunner.